You're listening to an Acoustic Monocle podcast. If you'd like to read more of Monocle's stories, you can do so at eroticwriter.wordpress.com. The material contained in these podcasts is adult. If you are under the age of 18, please stop listening now. This is a chapter of the erotic novel Blood Tint, written by Monocle in 2010. And recorded by Warrior Queen, whose writings and other work can be found at twosexwarriors.blogspot.com. Blood Tint Part 6 by Monocle. Everywhere on Neve's body tasted different. Her lips still had lingering wine, her ear the barest hint of jasmine perfume. A permanent air of paint and thinner adored her fingers, and there my tongue found the exact spots she pricked to get the blood she mixed into her paints. That made me growl. Lower down, sweat and soap, and Neve's own musk, her pleasure, the chemistry of it, the psychic broadcast of it, those were as much a part of what I needed, what Dashi and I consumed, as anything else. Neve bucked into my mouth, her taste flooding me, her own sounds muffled against Dashi's lips. Minutes later, my mouth was back at Neve's, her hand wrapped around my cock. Blindly, she pulled me between her open legs, where Dashi was fervently busy. Dashi's soft hair tickled my abdomen as she slid just to the side. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw her legs swinging around up by Neve's shoulder. "Let me, dearest," Dashi's voice came from below. She disengaged Neve's hand from my cock and took it in her own grasp. Dashi's tongue swept between Neve's body and mine as she lined me up to Neve's molten, hot slit. I took Neve's now free hand in mine, guiding it up Dashi's body to between her legs, where Neve's fingers began their own exploration of sparse curls and pink folds. Neve was comfortable with the bodies of both men and women. We'd no reason to expect that, but it all somehow fit this wonderful melange. Dashi's head made way as I sank slowly into Neve. All of us groaned, even Dashi, from the infectious aura of sex the three of us generated, as well as from Neve's fingers. The very air throbbed as if our three heartbeats had become synchronous and magnified, the pulse and rush of blood a liquid undercurrent to each beat. It was almost time. One of my hands held Neve's, our fingers interlaced against the sheets above her head. My other hand took her chin and raised it, turning her head, baring her neck to me. Neve shuddered and heaved under me, bucking into my cock. I knew what Dashi was doing. I felt her head turn against my thigh. Dashi was pushing Neve's leg to the sheets, open to her so she could reach Neve's femoral artery, Dashi's favorite spot. She was also probably trapping Neve's other hand against her own slit, guiding her captive beauty to where she most wanted, most needed. "Oh, God," whispered Neve. She sounded desperate, frightened, wanton. Thrusting deep into her felt so, so good. I raised my head, mouth open from the feeling, fangs fully bared. Neve's wide eyes rolled to my face, stared, then closed. Her entire body taut and twisting under us just seemed to melt. Oh, surrender, the sweet taste of it all. I lowered mouth to Neve's neck and bit, flooding with her. I buried myself in her and came. Somewhere in my awareness I knew Dashi's teeth also pierced Neve's flesh, just below the crease of her thigh. Her well twice opened. Seizing, Dashi emitted the low, lusty sound I've loved for centuries, rippling and clamping down on my jetting cock. Neve's slack body spasmed as if shocked, and Neve, beautiful Neve, cried out, lost and exultant, keening as she gave herself over. Words are useless to describe the essence one takes and gives at a time like this. Neve's blood tasted like blood, life itself to us, because we cannot create our own. Her pleasure, hormones, endorphins, psychic energy, all of that another part of what sustained us, and it tasted on the tongue and in the spirit sweet and hot. Multiply all that by the pure physical pleasure of skin on skin, skin in skin, fluid heat, and it describes a shadow of what it truly feels like. Moreover, it's an exchange of sorts. I didn't just come in Neve. My fangs, my mind, and dashies gave her some of what we were, too. Tiny slivers of almost 800 years combined of pleasure and a little pain, and so many other things. One could hear all of that in her cries if one listened, and I did. For a full minute our climactic pulse throbbed. Dashi and I sucked and swallowed, our three bodies surged into each other, and Neve's shattered voice wailed. My mind burned in a yellow haze. Like the full morning sun from my youth, I could stay there forever in the field, feeling its warmth, and I knew. I was already pulling from Neve's neck, leaving two scarlet beads behind, when Dashi's hand found mine and squeezed, her gentle reminder. I was still proud and had lost the need for it, still grateful for it. I ever would be. I raised my head and looked down at Neve. I know I looked both drunk and feral at the same time. Dashi's head came up as well, her hand releasing mine and moved to Neve's cheek, wiping away the tear it found. Our Irish beauty was even more pale, more magnetic than before. We'd not taken her into real danger, probably a pint or so each. She was strong and would recover quickly. Her rapid breath was already slowing, wild heart calming. Oh my God! Neve struggled to speak. Alec, da... Sweet one, Dashi said. Rest now, I said, smoothing the stray hairs from Neve's sweaty brow. You have questions, I know. Later. Neve nodded, already fading. Then her hands jerked, grabbing at my wrist and Dashi's, her eyes suddenly wide, scared, darting between our faces. Don't leave. It was a whisper, but a plaintive plea. Please, don't leave. Neve burned the last reserves of her strength with this spark of worry. I didn't have to look at Dashi. I know what her face would tell me. We won't, I promise. Neve's sigh of surrender to sleep, of abject relief, wormed its way far into me. Dashi and I lay with her for a while, basking in her glow, watching her sleep, touching each other languidly. I did not expect this out of our evening, she mused. Nor I, but life is interesting that way. That's why it's worth living, isn't it? One of the reasons. I leaned over Neve to kiss Dashiana, our artist's taste mixed with my saviour's to something new again. Dashi glanced up at the skylight-covered ceiling. If those don't have shades that we can close, we're going to have to wake her before dawn, she said. I smiled, leering. We're going to wake her up before dawn, regardless, love. Insatiable, Alec. Guilty, Dashiana. Let me show you. It really was like a drug. Neve's blood sang in me. I know it did the same for Dashiana, because when I leapt on her, rampant and ready, she rolled with my attack and pinned me under her. She smiled down at me, holding my arms above my head, trapping my cock between my stomach and her pert little ass. I outmassed Dashi by about 25 kilos, but she would win if I fought her. I briefly considered it. Just to lose to her. But I wanted her too much. And she saw that. She lifted herself over me until I sprang up between us, then lowered, sinking her cunt down around my shaft. We moaned into each other, and she released my arms so I could crush her to me. You've been listening to Blood Tint. If you'd like to read more of Monaco's stories, you may do so at eroticwriter.wordpress.com.